Hey guys, all the way to time, it's Recent Point. So last week we had a night here at O'Vale for our friend Owen Murray, who had passed away. And it was a very meaningful, very beautiful night for all of us here. And I'm very happy tonight that we have Owen's family present here to see the event that Owen came to. So, this is a poem about Owen and about more so just dealing with life the week after it happened. And this one's dedicated to five friends of mine: Saive, John, Nikki, Michelle, and Pierce. Get up, call work, let them know I'm my own today. I'm going to stay indoors, walk the hallway, follow the lights reflecting in its shiny wood to find conclusions, to come to terms, to learn to live at home again. And when I need it, I'll give words to feelings, speaking to mirrors or a laptop screen. Not words he said, but words he made me want to say. Cup of tea, the Barry's or Lion's or the Lidl and Aldi other. The spoon from the drawer that survived the explosions, that first inferno, and the chain that followed when the earth stood still and knocked us into orbit. Yet the drawer remains, and the kettle's in order, and milk still smells like milk a few days older. And life continues, never unburdened, but seemingly unaware my dear friend has passed away. Continues, and now we play catch-up. These thoughts grow overcrowded and loneliness sets in, so I go for a walk to see if it feels the same. Today again, I walk by the places where those who loved him played. Finding no one, I went homewards, fearing to go where I really wanted, the place with people I longed to see, fearing they would be annoyed by me and realize me unworthy. But by luck, I bumped into a new friend, and I went with her to that house, where still things change, but memories remain of this mover and shaper. To be traced by we who know life must continue, but who cannot forget, who never want to forget this person who changed their lives. And I realized that I can't wait for an invitation every day to tell someone what I really feel, what they mean to me. Because words unleashed cause feats, but unspoken speech ceases to be. Or worse still, leeches on memory, and all the things that should have been, all the things that will never be, rise like saddened Goliath, whose life was lived without the comfort, without the friendship of the words you needed to speak that day. And I will say these words that he would tell me to say, no matter what, to give myself to the people who make these days bearable and beautiful still in spite of everything, to love again and continue to share with all who may die but today change me. But giving myself permission to smile and act like normal almost feels like letting go. But I'll do it because somehow I need to live too. The person I was yesterday is dead. The person I was yesterday is dead. The person I was yesterday is dead and I am reborn. I see the world again, but better, more precious, more beautiful for having had my dear friend in it.
Softness, softness, pumpkin smile, knee twisted up in knots. Let me hold her for a while. Did it wake soon enough? Bernadette?
This is about Leith Beach on the Isle of Lewis in Scotland, Rob's own country, where the ivory Lewis chessmen were found in the 19th century. You offer me whiskey for warmth, good talisker, unfold my fold-out throne, then your own, and bask in your hollow, spreading your legs wide as Leith Beach divests itself for plunder. All this camp is yours, from the showers to the cunning loins of the dunes, and the fickle sanity of the smiling shore. When brags against sea skins us raw into submission as we storm up the beach, bare feet crushing shells into a morse, known only by gulls and guillemots, never to be sworn to ivory or metered on brass strip, falling into a cower of cowled men from the BBC, bent about a mound fresh dug as a child's sandpit, strewn with replica chessmen, I see the bishop, complacent in the gale, unreasonably white, untouchable, the hot and bothered queen, palm on cheek, as if struggling to recall baby babble of a foreign land. This camper van could be the moulded silence of a thousand years. Here you are brown tusked, stained red, the berserker within you grinding down in guarded patience. Muscles beard into questions, razor clams stabbed assaulted flat. Hoard it all while you can, this kissed won't keep us here forever.
Organic cotton, locally made, fair trade t-shirts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I'll be going by that full title. It's a bit of a mouthful. Okay, so as most of you know, I write poems using song titles, and there's a local musician called Jarrah Sullivan. He runs an open mic night up in Galloway's. And a little while back he asked me if I'd try and do a poem with his song titles, and this is what came out of it. So you need to either throw your mind back 6 months or forward 6 months, because it's called Valentine's Day. I got my mind on you. I want to drift with you in a little boat taking on water to an island where dreams never grow old and all the stars shine for you. I want to drift with you into blue rain that sings a song for me and a new clear you heading for the light of the green hills of Ireland. I want to drift with you to the sweet hereafter, celebrate your life with roses and my guitar playing to win the shape of your heart. I want to drift with you into the sea, climb a rainbow for you, because without you, beyond here lies nothing. So come on, Susie, lend me a hand, your proud heart and funny little ways. Let's shine together.
Vaughan
has nicely sneaked his name in here between the next two people.
Swim.
Sorry, I'm sneaky at best. So just very, very quickly, my next stanzas event is this Friday in Limerick. Rab and Mikael are coming up and doing some cool stuff. And the theme of this month is all about collaboration. So what we've done is we've paired 11 poets with 11 artists who have all come up with very unique individual work. So this is a poem I wrote based on a picture from a student in the Limerick School of Art and Design, and it's called Be Limed. And if you'd like to hear more of this stuff, come to Limerick on Friday. Be Limed. It's the lines you draw when you stare from my eyes to my past, drawing shapes of what was and is, and how all of this is some sort of sick joke where we collide into each other and talk about how it's all meant to be, how all those lines have run themselves dry, how they bulge to a point and to a full stop. Full of so much more than myself, like I'm a cup and you're the water flowing over my rim, hold into me. Sweetness, I'm a shipwreck and you're the ocean swallowing cargo until we scrape the earth again. Pressured by the press of water's weight, painting lines in the sand with muddied hands, watching the sift of shape until barnacled, bereft of time, asking only how, and we will say it was the fault of lines. Anyway.
Next up is Charles.
Thanks. I'm not reading something of my own, but I thought something formal would be nice. And also, people seem to have forgotten or never heard of William Empson, who was at one time a rather well-known figure in the literary world, a professor, an unusual man in various ways. And I thought I'd read this. According to Emma Edna Longley, this, he is, his Villanelle is, where is it, what did she say? She said it sometime. No, I can't find it. Can't find it. But she says, in fact, it's one of the very best of the 20th century. That sort of thing. Missing dates. Slowly the poison, the whole bloodstream fills. It's not the effort or the failure tires. The waste remains. The waste remains and kills. It is not your system or clear sight that mills down small to the consequence a knife requires. Slowly the poison, the whole bloodstream fills. They bled an old dog dry, yet the exchange rills of young dog blood gave what a month's desires. The waste remains. The waste remains and kills. It is the Chinese tombs and the slag hills usurp the soil, and not the soil retires. Slowly the poison upon the bloodstream fills. Not to have fire is to be a skin that trills the complete fire's death from partial fires. The waste remains. The waste remains and kills. It is the primes you have lost, the ills from missing dates, at which the heart expires. Slowly the poison, the whole bloodstream fills, the waste remains and kills.
And next up on the list is Philip Spillane.
This is to my friend Heather. Trees dream, not of sight or sound, taste or smell, but of touch. They dream feel the friction of soil beads as roots meander underneath. And in their deepest slumber, they remember the snap, crack, shock of its black memory, of the branch crushed keenly off, as they recite the trigger as a little brave nymph fell off. Thank you.
Next up we have President Gass.
Hi there, good evening. Wrote this one inspired by a comedy programme I saw that had a new skit presented by Richard Pritchard and Kate Tate. I thought rhyming names, I like that, I can do better than two. So I picked up a pen and started writing, and this is what I got. 'Twas the marriage of Norman Gorman to the beautiful Irene Green, with the best man, Jake Blake, not liking the feel of the unfolding scene. The chief usher, name Wayne Payne, got everyone seated just right. But Eileen Green, the bride's mum, wasn't happy, and so started a terrible fight. The village vicar, Peter Seater, disappeared, along with verger Mark Clark. But late that day it was rumoured they were getting naughty out in the car park. The reception was held at the Duck and Buck, run by landlord and gent Dave Grave, who, when questioned about his early closing, denied the appropriate levels of brave. They didn't get the best honeymoon suite next to hotel singer Darren Barron, and things got worse later that week when he was joined by nympho wife Sharon. Sharon and Norman hit it off in a bar on the beach in the sun. The bartender, Steve Grieve, made it a threesome. Yes, he joined in just for the fun. Irene guessed that something was wrong, because her Norman couldn't stand proud. And Sam Cram, the sex therapist, said that an innocent reason just couldn't be found. So on their return, they tried for an annulment, but it was too late to take that course. Ray Gray, the solicitor, offered to do them a knockdown, low-cost divorce. Just then, a spanner landed right in the works, thrown by local psychic Joan Bone, who told them their marriage had been cursed all along when she spoke on the telephone. It was cursed by the ragtag gypsy, Brian Ryan, who was travelling through. He couldn't get his dirty hands on Irene and got his revenge by making her blue. Paul McCall was one of Norman's friends who went to sort this gypsy dude out. But when they saw the camp, they bottled their anger and did no fighting, not even a shout. So it was Tracy Macy who tied it all up, with Sarah Cara, her young mystic friend. They got together and lifted the curse. So the saga reached its natural end. Thank you.
I can confirm the existence of a Julie Hooley and Harriet Marriott.
Alright.
Brian Keane, do we have Brian Keane in the house?
Oh, this thing on. This is a piece from my novel, Good Man John Fitz. It's an alcohol-soaked love story set in the mountains near Tibet. In this scene, John Fitz, an Irish alcoholic, and his partner Joe have recently opened their guest house in rural West China. We'd only just opened Dragonfly, and the weeks of parties and debauchery had died down. Me and Joe were finding our work routine. We dealt with the breakfast rush, and most of the guests had gone hiking or cycling. A few of us sat around the bar at the side that opened onto the veranda and garden. Pairs of velvety red dragonflies flirted in endless knots above a bunch of pink-white azaleas. We could put interesting dragonfly facts in our menus, I suggested. It would give us something to read while you take so long to prepare our food, a tall Dutchman said. Joe did a Google search, starting with dragonfly mating habits. Once the pair is in tandem, she read from the National Geographic website in her best BBC accent, and the female is receptive to the overtures of her suitor, she will curl the tip of her abdomen around to bring her vagina in touch with his penis, working the pair into that heart-like copulatory position. I turned the music down. From a distance, dragonfly rituals of courtship and sex look harmless, even romantic. Joe paused to glance at each guest before reading on in an ominous voice. But there's nothing chivalrous about male sexual behavior. I poured another round of tea in everyone's tiny porcelain cup and smiled to myself. The guests wore half grins of expectation too. Through the hectic building period, Joe was away on a fire dancing tour to earn extra funds, and this was our time. Every one of those lazy autumn days I discovered her and liked what I found. Males embraced females with spiny claspers and a vice-like grip. Joe raised her eyebrows twice in quick succession. All around her, the recently varnished wood shone in the sun, and our reams of Tibetan prayer flags blew bright and crisp in the small breeze. The spines of his appendages gouged the female's eyes, puncture and split her exoskeleton, Joe sped up, excited by the language, and pierce her head so that a maximally damaged female has as many as 6 holes of varying sizes punched in her skull. She turned to me, her mouth drawn low in exaggerated shock. My, I never realized I had it so good, she said. The guest laughed and I tickled the soft bare flesh just above her sharp hip, the way she hates. Another interesting fact about dragonflies is that they breed through their assholes.
she said, trying to get away, jolting forward and knocking the teapot. Maybe pick up a dad in our menus too. Thank you.
This is called making you a star. The lights will burn you if you're not careful. Stubborn headlights are only reprieve. Cat's eyes are existence sleeping in harmony. Warning signs that buffers off our publicity. Far be it from me to wreck your career. How graft with your contacts serves you well. I'll rise and call myself blessed soon. Being respectable is no longer my forte. Genius hits the floor, succumbed by storytelling. Stalking my eternal, my soul reprieve. If you wish to respond, all well and good. I'm not a prisoner of time anymore. What was it like to be up on stage, blurting out circular references to a well-read episode that only bluffers can recall repeating? Soirees, points of arguments, can deceive. Things are different now. A diplomatic spouse takes care of all your ailments. Rest in peace. As so many things about you is of no consequence. Distance in any form is consumed far away. What for next generation? Nudged and winced. Into tight corner, unfolding for damnation. Embarrassing oneself for the sake of attention. Making a star, delighting too bright. Thank you.
Now, there's still about six-ish names on the open mic, so if we can keep it as short as possible, please, to give everyone a chance. So Cedric, please.
This one is called This one is called Black Hole Songs. Mass production, miscommunication, mass consumption, masses and religion. Mass reproduction, misconception, mass construction, mass destruction, expansion, self-obstruction, realization, recycle through a new compression, mass corruption, mass constriction, mass combustion, mass rejection, accumulation, mass oblivion, mass compression, mass destruction. One last compression. We are dense enough, finally collapsing into ourselves, as we no longer shine, victim of our own gravity.
This one's a sonnet, title Dilemma of a Married Man, and Barrett's Bar, by the way, is the pub in Killady. There is a major crisis in my life. I write this to express just how I feel. It won't be understood by my dear wife. She doesn't empathize with my ordeal. I know a glamorous lady in the town whose silhouette has put me in a spin. And now my mood is always up and down. I don't see how this game I'll ever win. Love and life and freedom beckon me. For all of these I know there is a cost. If my rejuvenation is to be, the trappings of my old life must be lost. I need to ponder what my options are. That's why I'm on my way to Barrett's Bar.
Sorry. It's called North Side, South Side. Canyon steeple, standing square, declining upwards to catch a fish, looking down and gone to scurra like a Montanati aristocrat. Canyon Street steeple steep, from the River Lee to Cathedral Street is but a salmon's leap. Southside prizes its enchanted lock and the fishing village of Black Rock. Boatmen plow Loch Mahon, braving it to Cross Aden, reaping the splashing harvest neath the waves with boats powered by oar and sail. Oft times these men could be seen, many of their nets at crosses green, are caulking the cracks on the bottom of a boat, so no matter the weather, they could venture out.
I've been having a hard time breaking all these ceilings so I can watch the stars from my bed at night, but it's worth it. Even when the clouds cover the skies and spit rain in my room, I feel alive. I feel part of something. A party to the love story between a satellite and a supernova, whose parents wouldn't let them be together because they were too different, even though it's hard for us to tell the difference between the two. I don't know a whole lot about the sky, except that everything looks so much bigger in it, and so bright. But I had a dream about it once. I was up there and the bigness of things scared me, especially the way big things can make small things feel so much smaller. I was a tiny speck hovering in front of a massive planet, and it wasn't sentient, but it was alive, thrumming with the energy its life fed it. Maybe I was stupid to be afraid. Looking at faraway things up close doesn't change what they are, it just changed my perspective. But when things go from abstract to razor sharp, I've never really known what to do with them. Lying in bed, looking up at the distant stars, all I see are pricks of light. I think, twinkle, twinkle, little star, even though I know it's ridiculous to call something that big small. I can imagine as many sappy satellite supernova love stories as I want here, and it doesn't seem all that unlikely if I do it up. But if I do it up close, it just seems stupid. So I'll make myself a shelter from the rain, and I'll stargaze before I slumber. But I don't think I'll ever become an astronaut. Maybe for some people, the up close is the excitement. The love story not between the satellite and the supernova, but the spacesuit in space. And that's okay. But I don't think that much reality is good for me, so I'm dreaming. Now that I've got no ceilings, I've got nothing in my way.
It's a roller coaster. Let me die among the flowers that bloom and wither and bloom again, to nectar those bees and be served to mistresses of men. Men who have it all, a bag of gold in the universe left to spin and caress our probabilities and miss. Miss what never was, miss like your lover's sniper to kiss, kiss the ground passed on by a vagrant's dog, dodging bullets in the armory tray, trading peace in the holy place, placing trust in your banker's vault, jotting hate in the ledger of faults, breaking ground in the science of the lunatic, lunar landings around the moon again. Let me die among the worms that eat our brains and fluff our ground, ground to be used for a farmer or a graveyard for a poet bound. A farm of corpses for the doctors, and we won't need hospitals, we'll just drink water and eat fish, like sharks forever waiting on a kill. Killing time has never been more perverse than a dying man's wish. On reality TV, the neutering of a pervert makes for a perfect dish. Don't change the channel, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors who have held your cheap and expandable attention for ransom. Hold on tight, you're on board the corporate machine. It's a roller coaster too cheap for health and safety. And you safely fall into your appropriate caste. Nigger, chink, woman, no one whoever comes last. Thanks.
Just a reminder as well to be people. You know, the slam, the Munster slam is on the 7th of September, as we said, and many poems tonight I think would be fantastic. So just a reminder, go for it, you've nothing to lose if you've never done anything like it before. Come along and check it out. So we have two musical pieces left, really, really quickly. First of all, Joe Collins, Away That for a Moment.
It's a nice, a really nice song about fishermen. So it's for all, anyone who's at sea tonight, or, yeah, it's a very, very nice song. Eis an arigal eich bald a thun Clod na chwila eich bwla ar na chwn Gydwgydi ydif lib o har soil Tmos ag y sian o chynnydd Tron o'n o'n nes yn o'n gybra Dog si an croc am o'n trol Is na lonig ag lib o har soil Tmos ag y sian o chynnydd And in English Hear the Atlantic seething swell, hear the lonesome chapel bell. God save their souls and mind them well, the two fishermen Keneally's. Yesterday at 4:30, they pushed their currocks from the shore, one took the net. While one took the oar, the two fishermen Keneally's. Do you live, Bertie, scurry brawl? Not me or Nash, egg board on trawl. Go may shifts on the sosta or nyav. Tomas, Augustion, O Keneally. Draw the sea from Carr's Fort. And from Sing's chair, towards in a shmore and in a sheer, they scour a sea in silent prayer as they go searching their neighbours. Do you live, Bertie, scurry brawl? Knock me her nash, ek bore on trawl. Go meshes on the sosta or nyalv, tmos. Ag Sean O'Chneela, draw the seaweed up the hill, sow potatoes in the drill, try to understand God's will, and the loss of the two Keneally's. Do you live a birthday, scurry brawl, knock me ar nash, ag bore an trawl, Go me shifts on the sosta ar nyaf Tmas ag y sian o chanila
Really great, so I forgot to mention that tonight is also part of Heritage Week so nice to get it in there, brilliant Nico is going to do something with Rab we're going to collaborate somehow, brilliant and we'll end tonight in that then Gurmila Mahmood
I'll do everything after you.
Oh yeah? We're just thinking about it, we're just getting in the mood. La boca de la boca de la verdad. On the way to this convocation, we stopped at a motorway service station. There we found a mouth of truth, no lies. I put my money in the crack, I got my electronic feedback telling me stuff about my life, no lies.
said, you are crusty, you are bad, grow up, stop acting like a little lad, turn your hat the right way round, don't tell lies. Take this message to the convocation, shout out, give a demonstration, act like a model father, you don't tell lies. Set up your rights without responsibilities, know yourself and your capabilities, act like a model father, you don't tell lies. That's what he said.
For the end, I'd like to sing a song in Polish. It's one of the songs that has never been written down. It's in a very old Polish dialect. I hope you enjoy. It's called Woman in Hell. Snopek nić, snopek nić i zaczyno zionek dzić, zionek dzić, ojoj, zionek dzić. Przyszedł po nią jakiś pan, był to z piekła sam satan, oj, oj, sam satan. Jak ją porwał, tak ją wiózł, tak ją wiózł, ponad pola, ponad las, oj, oj, ponad las. Nie wiesz, że mnie ponad las, ponad las, bo mi będzie w oczy blask, oj, oj, w oczy blask. Tylko wieź mnie doliną, 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 to me smutki przeminą, przeminą, oj, oj, przeminą. Zajechali pod piekło, pod piekło, zawadzili o okno, oj, oj, o okno. Piekło się zawaliło, zwaliło, zwaliło, wszystkich diabłów zabiło, zabiło, oj, oj, zabiło.
Can I relive August Hanoi?